Episode 42.
20,000 hybrids in a 10-mile radius around me. So we were conditioning hybrid battery packs instead of replacing them and, you know, saving the environment, saving customers tons of money.
Welcome, aftermarketers. Prepare to learn just one thing from today's episode and take action on your journey to remarkable results.
A warm welcome to Dave Toole of Toole's Garage in San Carlos, California. Dave, are you ready to share your remarkable results?
Well, absolutely. Can't stop me from sharing.
Welcome, aftermarketer, to episode 42. Carm Capriotto here. Dave Toole from Toole's Garage in San Carlos, California will be with us in a moment. Later in the podcast, you'll get an offer code to save on Vizoop, your social media publishing content fairy godmother. On the RemarkableResults.biz website, you can get your free trial. If you are a podcast listener, then you most likely enjoy audiobooks. There is a 30-day free trial of Audible by Amazon located on the episodes page. Click on it to enjoy two free audiobooks. Choose from more than 180,000 bestsellers and business books. Many of our guests have touched on the David Gerber's book called The E-Myth. Well, I put a link to the book on my resources page to make it real easy to get to, so enjoy. Now, Dave Toole from Toole's Garage in San Carlos, California. This is a family affair with Dave's entire family working in the business. A great discussion on family and a few challenges, as every family business knows. A unique part of Dave's business is his fractional franchise called the Hybrid Shop. Dave says there are 20,000 hybrids in a 10-mile radius of his shop. That sure gives him a concentrated market, and one-third of his business is from hybrids. Listen to Dave talk about reconditioning battery packs to save customers money and save the environment. Dave's been in the industry since 1986 and a business owner for the last 6 years. His drive to be his own businessman came as an outcome of his newspaper route. You see, he liked the money that hustling papers would earn him. He has four lifts and one alignment rack, along with four techs and 1.5 service riders. This episode will give you a great look inside Dave's leadership and culture. He holds a boss's breakfast and makes work fun with a strong culture. He shares five of his 20 fundamentals that drive the culture inside of Toole's Garage. Dave was kind enough to share all 20 of his fundamentals. You can find them on the show notes page on the podcast site. Listen to Dave talk about a great way he is generating new customers, and that's an ad inside the DMV on their rotating TV ad screen. What a perfect place to advertise. Here we go with David Toole of Toole's Garage. Dave, I've noticed something so interesting about your shop, and that is you're a hybrid shop. And I love your logo, and it seems like the world in San Carlos that has an electric car is coming to your place. Where did this start? How did it happen? Was this just a unique idea, or are you just an electronic kind of guy?
I'm going to say it's a little bit of all, but I actually saw a business kind of marketing strategy where an automotive repair guy and a engineer were parting together and they were pairing up together and created the Hybrid Shop. So the Hybrid Shop is actually a small fractional franchise company. We happened to be number four shop in the country that was on board because, A, I am an electronics geek. You know, I've been in the automotive industry a long time, and back in year 1999, when the hybrids were first coming out, I was a dealership shop foreman, and I was the only one allowed to go to school and touch anything with orange cables on it. So I've always had some interest in figuring out what is going to happen when these start going bad, the batteries, for example.
Sure.
You know, what is going to become of the car? So I've spent many years trying to figure out what is going to be the demise of the hybrid, and you know, we try to find a way to keep them on the road for people because the repairs were outweighing the cost of the car.
Explain that franchise thing to me. I mean, that's a part and parcel part of Toole's Garage.
Yes, so we have always been a automotive repair facility. The hybrids we have always worked on because we were Japanese cars. They came out with the hybrids first, so we were well-versed in them. the Hybrid Shop is actually a fractional franchise. It's a company that was started by two individuals. One, a multiple shop owner, and the other was an electrical engineer. So the two of them partnered up to create this company. And the reason the company came about, it wasn't because of we can work on hybrids. They have a unique thing that they have developed to be able to what's called condition battery packs. So that's how the company kind of came about.
I get it.
So we were conditioning hybrid battery packs instead of replacing them and, you know, saving the environment, saving customers tons of money. You know, what we've done with the Hybrid Shop is far beyond batteries. It's diagnosing them, keeping them maintained, and things of that nature.
What percentage of your business is the hybrid?
I would say at least a third of our business is hybrid work.
Do you have a specific tech and that's all he or she does?
A question that's kind of yes. You know, I have a shop foreman. He's my first hire. Him and I are kind of the diagnosticians in the shop, mm-hmm. but everybody is trained to work on them to an extent. You know, when they get complex problems, you know, we bring out the big guns.
You know you're doing something right when TV comes in and does a spot on you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of fun and interesting.
That was. How many hybrids exist out in California? I mean, it's the left coast. How many you got?
We call it the best coast, and there's a multitude. You know, in our area alone, I believe we had drawn a 10-mile radius around my shop alone, and I believe there was 20,000 hybrids in a 10-mile radius around me.
Well, that's a sizable market to pull from, isn't it?
Yes, sizable market. So as far as California goes, you know, I'm a pinhead in the size of California, that 10-mile radius. So I would imagine quite a few more than that.
But I'm sure you could earn a living doing that there.
Yeah, we're doing fine. Helping people and helping shops, actually, the ones that are a little nervous to touch those cars.
That's great. You know, there's nothing like working and reaching out and helping each other in their time of need, especially. I mean, do you take the car from the customer or do you repair it for the shop?
We've done it both ways. I leave it up to the business owner. You know, it's not comfortable sending your customer to another shop directly, you know, or any kind of business. But our reputation is really we like to help people. You know, we're not out to, you know, we can't fix them all. So we need lots of other shops around us. And my interest is not to steal people's customers away from them. I would prefer to, if it's gone through a shop, I like to work with the shop owner. That way they are the ones that look like they're getting the job done for their customer. But we're okay with doing it the other way.
Great. Thanks. Thank you. I noticed you are really a specific platform type shop. You're only working on imports?
We work on mostly imports, but a lot of domestics. So, you know, being part of a hybrid shop, most manufacturers are creating hybrids. So our work capacity has increased and the car lines have increased. So most of my technicians all have very specific skill sets and different car lines. So we've kind of gotten them all. We got a master in every one almost.
Dave, when did you know that you wanted to be a business owner?
You know, I think back when I had my first paper route, I realized that when I did a great job, my voluntary collections newspaper business was quite lucrative. And I was able to buy bicycle parts and candy way more efficiently than the other kids.
And those are high priority needs too.
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's great. How do you manage your work-life balance right now?
I think pretty well. You know, my entire family works for me, so it's a little bit of work life at work. And honestly, when work is over, we really do all we can to leave it here.
Tell me how the Thanksgiving table is. I mean, Dad, I want to do this. Honey, I want to do that.
Yeah, there's the only real dynamics that occur at the Thanksgiving tables is, you know, well, we really want to do this trip to Europe to go see whatever. Well, you know, we all work at the shop. we either have to close down or figure out how the heck to run it. So those are the dynamics that throw the wrench in the family business.
It does take dad to bring some reality down, doesn't it?
That's yes. Right.
Yeah, the good part and the bad part.
Yep.
What's the toughest decision you ever made, Dave?
The toughest decision I've ever made, really. Well, honestly, it was joining the hybrid shop as a fractional franchise. You know, it was brand new. It's something else potentially intermixed with your business, and I'm very specific and particular. So my fear was having some other entity with the ability to tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wasn't entirely interested in that, but it actually in the end has worked out fine. There's really no real involvement of the other party into our business.
Your daily tasks that create the most value for the company, when you set out to do what you want to do, what is it?
Our mission is to really just make sure that cars are maintained for the environment and for safety, and to help our customers' pocketbook. You know, I know we live in a very unique area where there's lots of zeros at the end of everything, but that doesn't mean that we need to spend it all on your transportation. So we're here as a consumer advocate for the automotive repair world.
What do you do each and every day
to achieve that?
Yeah, you personally. What's your role in the shop?
My role in the shop is I'm the glue. So I write a lot of service. I answer a lot of phone calls. I dispatch the work in the shop to keep everything running efficiently. And, you know, I help when diagnostics get a little tricky.
Got it. What was the latest piece of equipment you purchased or a technology upgrade that you made?
Our latest piece of equipment we purchased at the beginning of this year was a Hunter alignment machine, tire machine, and balancer to really keep everything in house.
David, can you recognize a significant change in you as a leader since you started in business?
Yes. The short answer is yes. It's actually I train all the time to make sure that I am the best leader I can be. And, you know, some of it is really toning back what my drive is. You know, it's letting people feel my drive instead of telling them.
See it what the instead drive of seeing is. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing it and hurting it. Yeah.
It's always been a lead by example. So sometimes it's a matter of keeping that mindset in check.
Do you read books?
I do read books, yeah.
Latest book you read?
I'm actually into the Jack Reacher novels, believe it or not.
Okay. Little fun stuff there, okay.
Yeah.
I saw on your website some fun pictures in your gallery. Good stuff there. All the guys having a blast. It looks like the crew from Star Wars with their ratchet wrenches and stuff. It was great.
That's right.
What do you do to have fun at the shop?
We just pretend like this is are just routine, you know. We joke around. We, you know, we try not to become too serious. We lay out a good groundwork at the start of the day, so we kind of know if we're in mode where you got to smell smoke on the bottom of your shoes, or if it's going to be a day where we got a lot of car or short little amount of cars with a lot of work to do, so we can all not be rushed or not be, you know, sent over the top with, you know, too much stuff going on. Everybody's on the same page.
You get together with your team. Bob Greenwood calls it a scrum. Do you have meetings daily, weekly? How does that work in sharing of knowledge and vision and goals?
So that's a great question. So we two times a week are together as a team. Happens to be this morning. Wednesday morning is the end of our pay period, per se. And, you know, Dave Tool has created Tool's Garage with a set of fundamentals. And each week, we go through the week's fundamentals by starting out the morning saying, hey, this week happens to be, oddly enough, make work fun. So, way to touch on that subject. And I have written all my fundamentals of what it means to me and why I started my business and how I've always enjoyed working. But each week, We go over the title, and my technician or whoever, my service advisor, will write their version of what Keepwork Fun means to them. So that's one time we all get together. Then on Friday, we have what's called Boss's Breakfast, where I come in a little early and I whip up a team breakfast, and we just enjoy breakfast together. And I say thanks, and you know, nothing work related. That's just a time to relax and enjoy before we go. Have a great day.
Pancakes Friday, please.
Yep. Pancakes were last week, so you know, maybe this week too.
What else? So the fundamentals. Make work fun. What else?
We have 20 fundamentals that cover basically 20 weeks.
Give me five.
I'll give you our fundamental number one, do the right thing.
Got it.
Our fundamental number two, bring it every day. Check your ego at the door. Make quality personal. And be quick to ask and slow to judge.
Those are great. Those are great fundamentals. And it's really your culture.
That is the culture. Yeah. Culture is really what I've strived, realizing when you're intermixing a lot of different personality types and work types, and you really have to have a culture to keep the same environment.
Are you using social media to reach out to your customers? Well, publishing content and staying relevant can be a task. You may say it takes just too much time. Well, let me introduce you to a huge time saver and almost a fairy godmother type service to really take your content management up on steroids. It's called Vizoop. They do the hard part and find content specifically on automotive. It's already written and linked, and you just need to post it. You can publish to Twitter, Facebook, and even on LinkedIn, all at the same time. Here's the real good news. You can save on Vizoop because you are a listener to the Remarkable Results podcast. Go to my site, and on the Home and Episodes page, you'll find the Vizoop ad. Click on it and get a free trial, and save $30 every month once you become a member. You pay only $99 per month. There's a special offer code, and it's RR30OFF. Now, if you put out a few posts a day on two different social sites, you're only investing about $1.50 per post. When you think about the time you would invest to find or write great content, Vizoop is worth every penny, and you'll have a strong and relevant social presence. It's almost like having a virtual social content assistant. Vizoop. Check it out. What's become your best method to acquire new customers?
Best method to acquire new customers has really always been internet. We do a lot of community work. So actually being active out in the community, we get a lot of referrals. I think ultimately it is internet driven. We actually are in the DMV, our Department of Motor Vehicles. They have a big screen in there now, and if you're sitting in there trying to register your vehicle for an hour and a half, you probably see us every 3 minutes on the big screen.
Ah, you bought some ads from the state.
Bought some ads at DMV. So yeah, that's pretty cool. A lot of people see us. It's more or less branding. And I've built a full custom truck, you know, just because cars are my passion, and it does stick out like a sore thumb. It looks smooth, it looks classy, and I drive it everywhere, and people will see me everywhere. So there's a lot of just acknowledgement when they see ads and things that come out in the mail with the truck that they've seen driving around, and it kind of all ties in.
Yeah, I like your logo. It's on your shirt. Excellent.
Thank you.
What's your biggest retention tactic?
Our biggest retention tactic, we have a program that generates points with dollars spent. We call it the Nordstrom. We call it the Nordstrom card, which is, you know, it's not really Nordstrom, but it's our Tools Garage Nordstrom card. Points equal dollars, and we end up sending customers checks in the mail that are good for Tools Garage, whatever.
How do you manage it?
It's managed offsite by a separate company.
Oh, okay. All right. So for every buck I spend, you give me a point or something?
Yep. Every buck you spent turns into a point, which turns back into dollars before your next service.
Let's talk about technicians and training. Any bonus for the amount of hours that they get in training every year?
Not so much any bonus. We try to ultimately have the highest paid technicians in the industry at Tools Garage. I grew up a technician. I've always felt like we've always been underpaid. So my goal is to keep them highly paid. As far as incentive to produce more hours, there's no real incentive to do that other than we do what we got to do to make sure the customer is taken care of.
So what's your preferred method to get training for your techs? What do you use?
We use some of the parts vendors. Our Worldpack has training that comes out. We take some of the hybrid shop training. They have a training regiment that you go through. We utilize them. NAPA sometimes has trainings that we'll look into. O'Reilly's, you know, it's a lot of the parts vendors that have training, and not all of it's good. I've been through enough to know that there are what the good instructors are, what the good material is, and that's where we'll base our training on.
What about the number of hours that they get every year? Do you have a minimum requirement? You said, listen, guys, you got to get 40 hours of training, and I'll make sure through my vendors I serve that up for you.
Yeah, we use 20 hours of training for the year.
20 hours, okay.
Yeah, that's external. So we do during our work meetings and throughout the day, sometimes if there's a lighter day, we'll have a car that has something. We actually train in-house while we're all there.
Got it.
That training happens pretty consistently.
Workflow, Dave.
Yes.
You kind of told me you're the centerpiece of making sure the stuff gets dispatched. Anything recently that you've improved to make it more efficient?
I've improved the workflow ultimately by, I don't want to say categorizing what my technicians are better at, but we kind of have put together some lists of what their strengths are. During our busy time, they are working on their strengths. During our slow times, they are working on their non-strengths to get better at them. So for the most part, busy, there's no learning curve that day. We're all doing what we're good at to make sure everything flows out right.
So you're finding individual improvements that you know ultimately increases workflow.
Yeah. I was a shop foreman for a shop of 36 technicians. And as you may know, being in the automotive world, they are not all created equal. So trying to figure out what their strengths and weaknesses are without asking them is kind of how you have to go about doing it. Then you take what their insight is and merge them together and kind of have a good puzzle piece about what they're good at, what they're not.
A good parts supplier really can make a good company. Why do you choose your number one supplier?
We for deliveries. Delivery speed primarily.
Where's availability stand on that list?
Availability as in parts availability?
Yeah, they have it.
They mostly have everything we need. And I get 5 deliveries a day.
That's a good number.
Yes, it is.
Hey, do you have a business coach?
I do. I have a company that I work with called ATI, Automotive Training Institute. I've been with the company about 3 years. And we have a weekly coach call. He's my accountability guy. I also have a couple of other accountability partners that are actually shop owners, one in on the best coast here, and I have another one over in Delaware.
Now, why do we call it left coast here on the East Coast?
Because best coast is already taken.
Okay. Any big concern, threat to your business that you see, you know, down the road?
You know, there's always competition. You know, we have a couple of great shops in our area that are some work with other shops like we do. We try and help our fellow shop owners. There are some that are not that. They feel like they should all be gone and they'd be the only one. There's always the threat of that. It may not be realistic, but there is that. Then the other thing that I see that is changing in our world is the bigger, your AAAs and your Pep Boys and your companies that are really trying to get into the market of auto repair, and you know they have the money to do it, and it's a little sneaky. You know, AAA has been we've been paying them for years to be, you know, considered a AAA approved shop, and you know now they're actually building full-fledged facilities, which started out as just replacing batteries for customers on the road. Instead of towing them in and getting them to your shop so you can put a good one in there.
A lot of buzz about that.
Yeah.
We've actually never taken it up on the podcast, and maybe we should sometime. How do you see technology affecting or changing your business?
I'm going to say technology definitely has changed our business and industry. We're really already on the cutting edge of it. We've been on, you know, I'm a techie kind of guy, so, you know, we've been emailing customers, the green, yellow, red reports, vehicle inspection reports with pictures and verbiage on it for years now. And there's been programs that I've used that I've driven on online meetings while I'm on the phone with them so they can really, you know, see exactly what we're talking about.
So let me see, you're using Periscope or video. Are you, give me some of the really cool tech tools that you're using to be intimate with your customer.
So we have all my technicians use tablets for their inspections. They, you know, check the horn, checks a green check mark on it. If it has a bald tire, they're going to click the red box and then take a picture of the tire tread. And we actually have the ability to email that to our customer and call them and drive a meeting right on the phone with them. We can highlight, pull up pictures, circle marks on them, and really, really help the customer understand what we're seeing and, you know, why we're recommending it. So it's not just Greek.
Whose app are you using? Is it an app? Is it shop management?
Yeah, it's actually tied into our shop management system. It's made by Bolt-On Technologies. It's actually called ProPack or something within our system. So it integrates in our program pretty nicely.
Excellent. Where do you see the industry heading in the next 3 to 5 years?
In the next 3 to 5 years, there's going to be a lot more shops that have the capability of working on hybrid cars. They have to. There are a lot more out there. And, you know, the newer vehicles we may not see as much, because a lot of the manufacturers are selling the car with prepaid maintenance packages on them. So until we can better educate the consumer about how poorly those maintenance packages are executed, the cars are not going to be lasting as long as they used to be.
So what will you do in the next few years to be sure that a customer that buys a new car doesn't forget about you?
Well, we educate our customers regularly about, you know, if they know people that have purchased a brand new car, or when they purchase a brand new car, their first oil change is free on Tools Garage. That way we get them in from the start and back on our reminder program.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Wow. Because, you know, the first thing you drive off the lot with a brand new car, you're saying, well, I'm going to come back in 3,000 to 6,000 miles, whatever the number is going to be, and I'm going to get my oil change for free. And then they bump into you, they take their second car back to your place, and you say, us too. That's a great... Yeah. And then what happens on the second oil change? Do they go back to the dealer or they come back to you?
The trick is really, I don't want to say it's the trick, but it puts their car onto our reminder system. So you said we have the points, but we also have text message reminders that go out pretty much like clockwork on the mileage. So we preset their appointment just like a dentist based on mileage. So it puts their car in our system to get it back on our program without all the dealer flyers that get sent out after your first visit.
No doubt you are a geek. Like you say, you're in touch. You got a great business, young thoughts when it comes to building such a strong culture in the company. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being here. Now give us some Dave Tool words to live by.
Words to live by. Wow. That's kind of easy, and it might sound a little, you know, lame, but... Oh, really, it comes down to just doing the right thing for everybody. You know, whether you're inside work, outside work, there is always the right choice. You just have to make it. And if you don't, go revisit it and see if it's correctable.
Dave Toole, I can't tell you how much I appreciate all this great insight and all that you've shared with our listeners. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.